With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Markets plunged today over the implementation of President Trump's tariffs. Seth Sutel explains what effect the new tariffs are having on financial markets in the United States and around the world.
Markets were actually surprised by how severe and widespread they were. The U.S. markets in particular did considerably worse than markets in other countries. The expectation on Wall Street is that several numbers of companies are going to suffer. They expect that the prices are going to go high. That's going to not only be worse for the economy, but also hurt sales. If, as feared, a recession actually turns up, banks could suffer. Retailers like Target and Best Buy, these are companies that rely a lot on imported goods to stock their shelves. They are down very sharply. So are airlines, because airlines will have fewer customers for flights if people are feeling nervous and they cancel vacations. Europe has said they're not going to just stand by and let this happen.
That's correspondent Seth Sutel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu began a four-day visit to Hungary despite an international criminal court arrest warrant against him over the war in Gaza.
Benjamin Netanyahu's four-day trip highlights his close ties with Hungarian leader Viktor Orban. The Hungarian Prime Minister has vowed to ignore the warrant and accused the ICC of political interference. Orban's government has suggested that Hungary may withdraw from the ICC. The court issued the warrant in November and has insisted that Hungary must comply. The trip underscores Orban's defiance of global institutions and his alignment with Netanyahu and US President Donald Trump. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 1,679 points, the NASDAQ dropped 1,050, the S&P 500 lower by 274. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Myanmar.
The giant Christian relief agency is setting up a field hospital in the earthquake-stricken nation where thousands have died in the wake of a 7.7 tremor that rolled through last week. Samaritan's Purse volunteers from Cambodia and Vietnam have already moved into the disaster area. Myanmar is a poor nation, and the quake has destroyed vast swaths of its infrastructure. There's also a civil war going on there, which only makes things more difficult. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal government has paused nearly $28 million for Planned Parenthood chapters and other organizations that provide abortions. The Trump administration is investigating whether those groups are complying with the law. The Department of Health and Human Services has declined to say which laws or executive orders the organizations are being investigated for violating, though it's being reported that diversity, equity, and inclusion programs are at issue. This is SRN News. Four GOP senators joined the Democrats in a mostly symbolic opposition to President Trump's tariffs on Canada.
The yeas are 51. The nays are 48. The joint resolution's passed.
The Senate resolution would thwart President Trump's ability to impose tariffs on Canada, ending the presidential emergency declaration on fentanyl that underpins them. Rand Paul told the Senate,
"This is a tax, plain and simple. Taxes should not be enacted by one person."
The legislation has almost no chance of passing the Republican-controlled House or being signed by Trump. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Pentagon's acting inspector general has announced that he'll review Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's use of the Signal messaging app to convey plans for a military strike against Houthi militants in Yemen. More details at srnnews.com.